Okay, we are up to Halacha Yud. It is on page Chof Ches, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Halacha Yud, appearing on page Chof Ches, second page of the handout. Ro Aviv, a person sees his father, Sho'ivar al Divrei Torah, Lo Yomalo, Avarta al Divrei Torah, a person should never say to his father, you made a mistake. El Yomalo, you say to your father, maybe we should look up the Halacha. Father did to the son.
Yeah. You bought me a safer and thought he had paid. Did you happen to look at the safer?
Interesting, okay. But never say to your father you made a mistake. Avarat al divrei Torah. Ella yemelo abak sibit Torah kach v'kach. Ki'ilu hu shoyel mimenu, as if you're asking him, what is the halach v'lo kimasir, not as you're warning him, not as you're telling him you made a mistake. V'ho'av yav mi'atzma v'lo yispayesh. And the father, mimeil, the father will understand on his own that the son is sinning and he made a mistake, and the father will not be embarrassed, should not suffer shame because of his son. Halach yud aleph. Omar lo aviv lavor al divrei Torah. The father says, my son, I want to take you out to a non-kosher restaurant. Have a good meal. Bein al mitzvah saseh, bein mitzvah saseh. Afilo al mitzvah shelder, even al mitzvah midrabanan. Lo yishma lo, you're not mechuyev to listen to your parents when the parents tell you to do an avera. The chassid says, ish imo vi aviv tirahu, v'yeshav sasai tishmaru, ani Hashem elokeichem. Why are these two mitzvahs put next to each other? Samach Shabbos l'moira avoeim, loimal to tell you, af al pi shehiz harticha al moira avoeim, even though I have commanded you to fear your parents, im omar l'chofi, father says to you, chalel es ha-shabes al tishma lo, do not listen. V'chein b'shor kol ha-mitzvos, the same thing is true to God to all ha-mitzvos, ani Hashem elokeichem, ata v'yavicha chayavim b'chvaydi, l'fich l'fich l'yishma l'vatel as devarai, do not listen to your parents to be mevatel, to ignore my words. V'gam mitzvah d'rabbanon mitzvah Hashem yisparach hein, a mitzvah d'rabbanon is the equivalent, the chsivit says, le'sosur, v'chol ha-shayav l'chayim inu small. Amal le'aviv shlo yidaber in Pliny, new example. Let's say your father says, don't talk to Pliny. V'shlo yimcholo, your father says, don't be meichel him. V'abein hoye roitzel his spayis, his son wants to make peace. Ain lo lochush lepkudas aviv. You don't have to listen to your father. Ki also lisnos shum yehudi. Hating a person is also an issa deraisa. Im lo kishiro ehu shu oyder avera. The only time you are allowed to hate someone else when you see that he does an avera and he knows that it's wrong. He does not want to listen. Venimsa shav tsaril lavar al divrei Torah. So if the person is not doing an avera, just the person have bad feeling towards someone else, and the father says, I don't want you to have anything to do with this person, you're not allowed to listen to your father. You don't listen to your father because that would be in a violation of Hashem's mitzvahs. Okay, it's very common, these type of stories where you can't really generalize, where one parent tells you not to go to your shver, or the other way around, whatever the situation is. You have all these types of horror stories. Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud Beis. Im Habein Rotzel Lachas Leizem Makom Lulma Divrei Torah. Okay, this is a real tough stuff. Someone wants to go to a certain place, learn Torah, but Nesha Shami Yeloi Telas Yotzemi Bekan Lavor Toelas. V'av Moicha B'yod, the father says, no, you may not go me Ezatam for a reason. Ein Chayv L'Shmoy El'ol Aviv. You're not chayev to listen to your father. The Talmud Torah Gadol Mikibud Avoim. Talmud Torah is greater. Kedem Sinu B'Yakov Inu. Al Hashem, what it was to Makar. The Makar comes from Yaakov. Kishaholach B'Yitzchak. Yitzchak told him, I want you to go get married. Get married and go find a Zivug by Lava. And he did not listen. For 14 years he held himself back. Shnitman B'Beis Midrashay Shel Eiver Yud Dal of Shonu V'Osak. Notice that over here the Kitzor Der Agav, he says Eiver. There's a very big controversy. What is the correct Girsan Rashi in Chumash? Rashi, some Girsois have based Midrash shall shame the Eiver. Could be some have shame, but I think they say the more precise one is based Midrash shall Eiver. And the way that Darshanim explain is that why did Yaakov need to go learn now? Didn't Yaakov already learn? Yaakov was no youngster. Didn't Yaakov already learn already his whole life? We know that when Rivka, she went to Beis Midrash Shal Shem. Doesn't say she went to Eiver. So the Farshim says there are different Drachim in Avodas Hashem. Shame was cool Hashem. Was serving Hashem through isolation. Nothing else but Avodas. Eiver's derech was to serve Hashem through through Derech Eretz, Darko Shalom, whatever that means, Darko Shalom. So now that Yaakov Avinu was going to Lavan, he would have to work. He would have to work. He would have to spend the next 20 years begging Parnassah. He would not be in the Beis Medrash. He had to be retrained. He had to be retrained. He learned until now in the Beis Medrash of shame, but now that he's going to Lavan for Parnassah, he had to go to a new Beis Medrash of Aver in order to be trained. It's different. Isn't it over here that in the Kid Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, so this is interesting. Diak over here, at least the Kit Shochnach, his Girsa and his printed Rashi said Aver, that's what he's quoting over here. Yud Dalet Shana Ve'Osak B'Torah B'Yachah Hanan V'Tolach L'Beis Lavan V'Nishtosham V'Derech Chaf Beis Shana there and on the road for 22 additional years. V'Nena Shal Eilu Chaf Beis Shana Shalakim Kibit Avoeim, and he was punished for those 22 years that he was away from his father, he was punished for. V'Nela Mimenu Yosef, that's why Mida Kinegin Mida, for 22 years he did not see his own son Yosef. But what about the 14 years? Why was he not punished for the additional 14 years that he spent in the Beis Midrash Shalei there? So here we learn that Kibbut Avoim is greater, that the Torah, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbut Avoim. V'chein Im Abein Rotsa Lisa Isha, if a son wants to marry a certain girl, the father is not one, the son is not mechuyev to listen to the father. Okay, so these are very general rules. These, obviously, every situation is different. You cannot generalize, but these are two extremely common situations you hear about all the time when a child wants to go learn Eretz Yisrael. They want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the parents say, no way, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. You have plenty of yeshivas here in America. There's no need to go. Well, the child's already there in Eretz Yisrael, and the father says it's time to come back for Shidduchim, come back to go to school to make Parnassah. And the son says, no way, I'm staying right here. And they go to a Din Torah every so often. So who wins? Can't generalize. Every single situation is different. And one thing that he's not mentioning here over here, who's paying for it? Okay, the kids of Shulchan Aruch over here is, it's one thing when the father, when the son says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I don't need you to pay him, I have my own money. I have my own parnassah. So that's a whole different story. The parents not paying, but when the parents are supporting you lock, stock, and barrel, and they're telling you what to do, and you're telling them, no, I'm going to do differently, then already it's not so pashit. When it comes to Shidduchim, also it depends on the age. The child's too young, doesn't even know what he's doing, who he's marrying, who he's not marrying. It's not so simple that you just do whatever you want. But I know personally people who are a little bit older, And they were dating certain people, and the parents basically said, over my dead body, you marry this girl, you marry this girl, you marry this boy. I know a few stories like this. I will disown you. And many of these stories, the people they went to Rabbanim, and Rabbanim says, do what you want. You're already old enough, you're already of age. They're not dealing over with 20-year-old kid. This is more like close to 30. No, you, this is who you want to marry. You're not mechuyev whatsoever. Listen to your parents at this stage in your life. And that's when it comes to Shidduchim, you're on your own. So, but if you're dealing with people that are much younger, obviously, the situation obviously has different halachas. Let's see on the bottom of here. On the bottom, where it says, Lisa Isha. That is fitting. The situation that I'm discussing with Hagenislo, the Chavit spot, he wants this girl. He adds a lot of flavor to this halacha. It's a lot of tsar. Person wants to marry a certain girl. He likes this girl. The least isha shaloi tisha be'enof. Every person al tam v'reach ein lehispakeach. Just because the parents don't get along with the girl, every person has what is tishar be'enof. V'davka im he kesher be'benoyes. Of course, we're dealing over here again. You can't not dealing over here with the word girls and mamzeres. Obviously, we're dealing over here in a situation where everything else is good. V'davka im he kesher be'benoyes yisrael hakasheros b'kemashu kosav. Let's say there's marrying this girl will result in bezoyonos, then it's a different story. Then it has to be discussed differently. When it's bezoyon, osili so'ena, and even that, yeah, obviously has to be dealt with in its own situation. Bezoyonos to a father after he dies. A person's on his deathbed, he knows that his son is dating a certain girl, and it will be a very big disgrace. There are stories like that. Don't kid yourself. There are stories like that, but unfortunately the stories are a lot worse. The stories I know about are a lot more serious than just going from Hasidish to Litvish. Okay, Halacha Yud Gimel. A girl is also chayav. A woman is also chayav. Ella shayisha hanasua lebal kevon shein mishubedes lebal lefichach ki petura bikibud avoyim. An incredible chiddush that since a woman over here, her first obligation is to her husband, that takes kedima, so she's not mechuyev to give kavod to her parents when it comes to the expense of taking away from her husband. V'yachin bal la'ina makbid alecha mechuyeves b'chol davar she'ef shalah, even though the husband is not makbid. If a husband is not makbid, then it's not going to take away from her husband. Of course, then a woman is mechuyev to give covet, full-fledged covet to her parents. Halacha on the bottom test. Chayav b'chvod avim. A woman is also chayev in kibud avim. V'im ba'aviv amaloi l'shamsha. V'im amaloi olam l'shamsha. Now in the new shayla, let's say the mother and the father, you can't be in two places at the same time. The mother needs you, the father needs you. Who has kedima? Kvod aviv kaidim. It's halacha in the Gemara. The father comes first. Why? The gam imay. But if the parents are divorced, no longer is the mother mechuyev in the covenant of the father, then the child has a choice. Then it's equal. If both parents want something from you and they're not married, then you do what you want because they're both equal. But if they're married, then of course the wife is mechuyev in the covenant of the husband, therefore the father comes first. Halacha Yud Dalet. Orur mi pi hagvura shenemar, it's part of the klolus. Orur makle ove v'imo, person who's makle means he makes light. Makle means kal. You mevaze, you disgrace the covenant of your parents. Halacha tesvav. Hoya koitz tochav l'aviv oy l'imo lo yotzienu. If you're a dentist and your father or mother want to use your services, if you're a surgeon or you just want to take blood, you're a doctor, you want to take their blood, and the nurse is not so good, the nurse that's there taking blood and you can do it a lot better, so l'chatchil you shouldn't do it because you're going to cause him psar, shem yasvem chabura, blood. Shu iser chiv chenek, iser chenek. V'chein im abenechu hayu roifeh, the son is a doctor. Do not let blood. And you're not allowed to do an amputation. There's someone that's good. And then because you tsar. Then you can do whatever you need to do because it's a tzarech, but that's not what the Torah had in mind. It's obvious that's going to be mutter. Okay, I always tell this in my story. That a certain Rashidi went to the doctor, and it was one of his. He went to the doctor, and a real heavyweight Haredi Rosh Hashiva, doing the real deal, at least in the media. And the doctor says, "I have to take blood," and the one who takes blood here is my nurse, a woman. And, I could take blood, but believe me, if she'll take the blood, she does this the whole day. She'll do it a lot better. So, of course, the nurse takes the blood. A very, very religious person doesn't want a woman when you have an option of having a man do it. But the doctor said, listen, I may be the world's greatest doctor, but I'm not the world's greatest
blood letter.
So I think you'd be better off with my nurse taking the blood. And indeed, kachava. Next, mi shenitrifa daitai shal aviva iva, rachman litzlan, they're not in their right mind. Mishtad alinag moimam kifi daitam ad sheyirachim hashem lehem, the person, the child has to have kof for the parents still. V'miyev shalo ilama b'mnei shenishtatu b'yoyser, if they cannot stand in long because they're no longer in the right mind, you can leave them. If you can't be in their presence because they're just not in the right mind, you have to make sure that they are taken care of in a proper and a dignified way. A father may not be overbearing, he may not make demands of his child, because if you're going to be overbearing, you're going to cause the children to rebel, to be mevaza them. A person, the parent, parents should always be meichel the yalim ain of mehem and conceal your eyes. Sha'av shemachol kavoidei. The halach is kavoidei machol. Indeed, he has the right. He brought them into this world. He has the right to be meichel on his covet. Halach yitches also lahakos espino hagadol. You're not allowed to hit your children. The ain gad lezer toli b'shanim does not depend on years. Elu hakol lefi tiva yeshalom. It all depends on the child's nature. Kol sheish lachos sheyasres kinegdoi. If the child will hit back, if the child when he's hit is going to hit back, b'dibor, either with insults, or b'maisa, either he'll talk back to the father or he'll hit them. That's already the age when you're not allowed to hit your children. Afil in bar mitzvah, even if the child already is only 10 years old, 9 years old, if you hit him, he's going to scream back or he's going to hit you back. Also, lehakayso ella yoichichli b'dvarim, give him most good words. Cholamake espnei hagodol magadle gomnagol means an adult son. Anyone that hits an adult son, even a one that's not yet bar mitzvah but it's already mature, menadin oiso, he's excommunicated. No one in the community is allowed to have anything to do with him. Sharehu over al lifne even lo siti mukshal, you're causing the child to rebel. Halacha yud yotes chayiv adam lechabed eishes aviv. One's father-in-law. What? Stepfather. Eishes aviv. Aval pi she'ena imoy. Even though she'ena imoy. Even though stepmother. What am I saying? Stepmother. Eishes aviv. Aval pi she'ena imoy. Kol zman she'aviv kayom. As long as the person's father was alive. V'chein chayv l'chavid ba'al imoy. The person's stepfather. Kol zman she'imoy kayemes. V'dover hogun hu l'chavim gam li'achar misas aviv imoy. It's also proper to give them covet even after their own biological parents are no longer alive. This was once there. The Eishes of Eishimo, they are there. The Techiv still exists. Halacha Chayiv. Ches. Halacha Chof. Chayiv Adam Echvod Achiv HaGadol Mimenu. Chabit Es Adich. Es comes to be married by your older brother. Bein Shehu Achiv Min Ha'av Bein Min Ha'em V'chayiv Adam Echvod Chamiv V'chamosel father-in-law and mother-in-law. Kin Mitzin we find B'Dovr HaMelech V'Shalom Shechal HaKavar L'Shol HaMelech Shei Chamiv Karo Avi. Because we find that this is one very important makar that he called his father-in-law Shol. He didn't call him Melech. He called him Avi, my father. Sha'amar Lo Avi. Avi, re'ei gam re'ei. See, I didn't try to harm you. Look, I didn't do anything to you. I could have killed you. You're trying to kill me, I could have killed you. But when he went and he addressed his shul, he didn't call him Melech, he called him my father. Why? Because he was his father-in-law. V'chai b'chavoid avi aviv. Another lach, you have to give cover to your grandfather. Ela shekvoid aviv, gadol m'chavoid avi aviv. The honor of your father is more than the honor of your grandfather. Halacha yud on the bottom. L'chavid eishes aviv, to give cover to a spirit. Person's stepmother, Uvishut ben Yehuda, Kasa Behoya Aviv Rasha. Let's say his father was a Rasha. Shein Mukhil Khabit Aishas of Av Shihi Aina Risha. Very interesting halacha. Person's father is a Rasha, so he's not mechuyav to give cover to his father, but his father now is married to a woman, so it's his stepmother. Are you mechuyav to give cover to the stepmother? The answer is no, because the stepmother is only as good as the father. And since in this instance the father is out of the category, memela, the stepmother, even though she's a good person, you give her cover like you give cover to a regular person, but to give her extra special cover that will be given to a mother, that in this instance is not done. Ana Rashad the Kobitz Kibut Aishas Aviv, he may make void of it. The Hecha Shapatu, Chavit Ava, Biatsma, Mimela Potagambi Ishtai, Ayin Sham, Viayin, Bidarke Yosef, the Birche Yosef, the Im Aviv Girash S. Ishtai. The Nosacheres Gam came to the Chabad Eishes Aviv after Imoy Makpedes Al Ze. So let's say there is a family feud. His mother, person's biological mother, is very upset at her tsara, at the second wife. So by a son giving honor to his stepmother, to some degree he's causing tsar to his mother. His mother doesn't want to see that the stepmother sits in a special makam when she comes over to the house, that she sat in a certain makam where the mother would normally sit. Doesn't make a difference. It's not her to interfere. Since the person has a chiv to cover to his father, so he has a chiv to cover to his stepmother, even though his mother is still alive and she's not happy with what's going on. Halacha yud ala b'chod achav agadol b'shut shvus Yaakov kasaf, the b'achoy say hagdol about an older sister, lo shayich ki kibbut. No such thing. There's no obligation to give cover to the oldest sister. V'chein kasaf habeis lechem Yehuda b'shulchanoch sham. Or Rebirke Yosef, herich b'zeh, he discusses this. V'cholik of he disagrees. Mr. Yesham midivrei harizal, de'im chilik bin zechong nekevos. There's no difference. The same way you mechil give cover to your older brother, you mechil give cover to your oldest sister. Or v'shiyui b'racha, herich oy b'zeh, de'im v'shashama meharav, maharal. De'im chiv l'chabet achoysei hagdoylo, there's no chiv. V'shakein mash mekzas b'rashbam, v'hu heishiv sham al dvarav, he discusses v'elosh ein chilik, there's no difference. V'metaritz gam divrei harashbam ayin sham. So it's machlokes, machlokes mechil person to give extra special honor to an older sister. The oy kasav hashlus Yaakov, v'hu v'gilin marsha, de'im chiv l'chabet rak l'achiv harishon, only the first, the oldest brother. V'loy echav sha'acharav, if there's a long line of brothers, you only have to give extra special brother to the first brother, the Bechor. V'loy echav sha'acharav, av sh'gedolim imenu, b'birka yoyse, piligi b'nami b'zeh. He also says it's not so simple. D'chu adin kol ha'gedolim imenu, v'lav davka ha'gadol sh'bekul, v'lav davka the oldest brother. It's not like us. Why would the first brother be different? Because the first brother made the father into a father. Kibud, I once heard this vart. Kibud avoim. What makes you? Why is the bechor so special? We have the different bechor. It gets pishnayim. Gets all these. He should have been doing avoida. The bechor has the mild. The bechor made his father into an av. He was just until now. He was just another Joe, or just Joe the plumber. Now that he had a son, I'm not just Joe the plumber. I'm a father. I don't wear a collar, but I'm a father. So that has special status. The second child did not add anything new to the father that he did not already have. He already was called an av. There's no special status. So therefore, not necessarily would be granted the special status of kavod. Well, this, of course, is a machlokes. So the daughter, so that'll be the same thing. In Echnami, that's what he says. There's a machlokes. According to some opinions, the daughter also should be, is also, that's probably part of the reason that according to some, kabeid esa, the es comes to be marbe achicha hagadol. Is it lav dafka? What's the longest of achicha hagadol? Is it because he made your father into a father? L'chor, that would apply to a daughter as well. But if it's just on a drasha as achicha, because a man has the same status as a father, then it would not apply to a girl either. Okay, next halacha v'chayv chvod avi avi. The person's chayv to give cover to the grandfather. Bishut minchas elazar nistabik etzas in gadol kvod avi avi mikvod. What about you have a conflict? Your father-in-law asks you for a cup of water and your grandfather asks you for a cup of water. Who do you give the cup of water to? Mitzad echad, kishazeh mitzavil hepech chaveroi, when each one command, when you have a conflict between each other. V'daitoi noite, da'avi aviv koidim d'yesh l'zeh kal v'chomer d'hu kidu araisa, d'gam aviv m'chub l'chvodoi ayin sham d'var b'arichos. He has a dilemma, he concludes to give your grandfather. Why? Because certainly your father comes before your father-in-law. So, and since your father is chayiv to give honor to his father, so the chain rule demands that you give cover to your grandfather.
What about the grandfather is older than the father-in-law, and all other things being equal?
Who is older? I don't know. You are good. Let's say he's not older. You could have such a situation. Okay, it's not so uncommon. If he's older, so why do you say that age also plays a factor? Age doesn't always play a factor. Zikna. All right, I don't know the answer. Okay, possibly. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha chaf aleph. Mishu who roitze be'emes lechabed es ovi v'yasima. What is the ultimate way a person can give honor to his parents? Yasoik batoira uvemaisim toivim. Shezehu hakovod hagadol ha'avos. The greatest honor you can give, the greatest nachas you can give your parents is to be oisik in toira and maisim toivim. Sha'oimim chabriyos. People say, Ashrei la'av ve'aim shagodloi ben kazeh. Praiseworthy are parents who produce such a wonderful child. Avlam im'ein ha'ben helich b'derech ha'yashar. Hari avoysav yisu cherp olav rachman l'son. They will bear great shame. V'hu mevayish ha'sam b'busha she'en g'del ha'men. There's no greater shame when people see a child who goes the wrong way. They say about the parents. V'cheinu av sh'roitzel l'rachim al'bonav b'yames. What should a father do to bring compassion upon his children? Who also yasek b'tev ma'isim tov v'yindeich l'shamayim v'nech l'b'yos. And then the children will always be able to pick up their heads and say, you know who my father is? My father was so and so. The children will always have who to look up to and receive honor in their life and the merit of their parents. Oh, you know this is the son of so and so. It's a very great shame. Then they want to talk about it. Forget about the ilma teva. What people will say. Let's talk about the spiritual world. That the Rahman al Tzlan do to the sins of a father, children have to suffer in this world. That Hashem visits the sin of the father of us albanim. There's no greater cruelty in this world than a father should be the cause of children, his children suffering for his sins. A ger is not allowed to curse his father who is not Jewish. He converted, so he is Jewish, but the father is not Jewish, and he's not allowed to despise him, to disgrace him. People should not say, that until now, he was not allowed to, it's not accepted in society for a non-Jewish child to curse his parent. And now that he's Jewish, he's able to go curse his father. He came mikadusha chamura. A goy is more religious than a Jew. A goy was not allowed to curse his father. Now a Jew is allowed to curse his father. El noig bohem miktsas kavod, to give them partial kavod. At the kach, the halach is, you could even sit shiva. Okay, it's not uncommon for gerim to sit shiva for their non-Jewish parents. And saying kaddish. Oh, that's problematic. That's not so simple. Going into a church, no, that is not. It's not something they can go outside. You don't have to go. Only you can go for a coworker. You can go to the. Open casket. Awake, not in a church. Today they make wakes not in churches. In funeral homes. So that's usher? Is that usher, open casket? They have crosses. But let's say they just have an open casket in a funeral home and a chapel, and there's no religious neutral zone, and there's no tselem on the mace. Is it really usher? I don't know. Maybe
no power of funeral homes.
They all affiliated.
Today it's becoming more installed. Today religion is becoming it's getting more complicated as the day go every day. I don't know, but it's not so simple. But it's not uncommon for a ger to say kaddish for a whole year for a father, for a non-Jewish father.
What happens if a guy gives money? He wants you to say kaddish. You can say kaddish. It's not a big deal.
Do they? I don't think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's worse than a car.
If a guy gives money to a shul, I want you to say kaddish for me. I don't know. Good child. One thing I only saw by a son could sit shiva. What is sitting shiva? What are you doing when you're sitting shiva? You doing anything wrong? What are you doing? You're sitting on a low chair. What are you doing? You're davening. You're doing everything the same. What? Kaddish already is more. So a child, you see it done. You definitely see it done, right? You see it done by a child. Not everyone. It all depends on the relationship. But you'd see it done. But if it's not a child, what are you doing? You know, you're saying kaddish is a very spiritual thing. You bring the neshama to higher madregas, to low MS. We don't even know what goes on by ourselves. So we're going to start.
My sister-in-law has a neighbor in Moshav in Eretz Yisrael, and the neighbor wore gerim, and he was born. I was talking to him. I didn't realize his whole background. I didn't know it at the time, and I was saying to him, he's about 10 years older than I am. And I said, where did you grow up? And he said, Regensburg. And I, judging by the years, it was in the 30s and 40s. And I was saying, how could he grow up like that? He went to this school and this school.
Right.
So my sister-in-law told me after we came back that time that his father is still alive, but his father was a Nazi, a real officer. And so when they became Gerim, he hadn't spoken to his father for 40 years. They didn't talk because he became a Jew. And his father was an unrepentant Nazi. But now she says she's getting nervous because they went to visit him. They went back to Germany to visit him. And she's beginning to wonder where he stands now. In terms of his Yiddishkeit, it was beginning to bother him. So we're waiting to see.
With the three children, right? Three children. The very famous story.
Three children to visit their grandfather.
He went back to visit his father.
And the father told him the story that when he was liquidating one of the ghettos, he saw three kids. There were three kids. His job was to go in and make sure they got every last Jew. And he saw hiding under the wagon three little children. And he was with a team, a whole group of soldiers. And for some reason, he just had rachmanis on them. Even though he was a nasty, good-for-nothing, he just said, okay, we're done here. Let's go. Let's go. So the son said to the father, had there been four little children, you would have had four enoklach. That was the ma'isa. This is a real SS Nazi, and his son was Megayer, became a Haredi in Eretz Yisrael. Had nothing to do with his father, disowned his father. He got a phone call that his father is dying, and he wants to see him before he dies. He picked up his siesta Rosh Hashanah, he took his chassidus or kinderlach with the pais and the big yarmulkes. They got on a plane, they went to Germany to visit his father, wherever he was, wherever they were. And
there are a lot of stories like this of Rabbis. There was one who was living now in the old city who came a musmach and a big poisik, and they wanted to make him the chief rabbi.
Now allowed to. Gary can make a rabbi.
They wanted to make him in the IDF.
Not so partial to get Sirim.
No, because if anything happens, they're going to look at my background and it's...
Wow. But there's a halacha that a Gary is not allowed to have Srara. Isn't there a halacha?
Right? Somebody who
got about
one of my sons from Bruce.
Rav Meir or Rabbi Akiva.
He was a Ger and he got Smicha.
Got smicha, but you got the smicha, but not to practice. You use smicha for a lot of things.
No, but what about the Rav Meir?
He was the descendant of Gerim.
Right,
it's first generation.
He himself wasn't a Gerim.
You have to be born Jewish, and you can have swara. Even though you're a descendant of Gerim, it's okay. What? Doesn't it have swara?
Right.
There's a thing of being a Talmud Chacham and Torah, and then they said also Unkelus. Does it mean Unkelus himself was a Ger, or Unkelus was a descendant? Okay, there are a lot of different questions. Does it mean he himself was a Ger? Was he a descendant of Ger? There are all these different issues. But Derech Klal, Ger, first generation Ger, Derech Klal, I don't think he has a lot of Svara, but the other generations, yes. Okay, so let's go further. Now, everyone knows a very, very famous story with Meir Zlotowicz. Meir Zlotowicz.
Sorry, what was the answer to that on
she beginning to wonder how her neighbor is actually, if he's having sort of a little misgivings about being a Jew. I mean, she just said she expressed concern that where he used to badmouth his father all the time so much, he doesn't do it. He's not dead.
Well, you can't even say kaddish for a Rasha. If Rachman Litzlan is a Jew, who's a Rasha?
Right.
You don't say Kaddish. A child does not sit Shiva for a Rasha, and a child does not say Kaddish for a Rasha.
I know somebody who didn't say Kaddish for his mother a few years ago. He asked the Shiloh that time, and he told him he didn't have to. He didn't sit Shiva, and he didn't say Kaddish. I have no idea why. Nobody knows why.
What?
I didn't define a Rasha.
Good question. Tough question. Tough question. You know it when you see it. You know it when you see it. Okay, tough question. It's
at the very least.
No, even the Messiah, you could always say Tanikshan Nishba, he's not really.
Right.
He doesn't, so he's Michal Shabbos of Hesia. It's a big deal, Michal. Everyone in America, there are millions of Jews in Michal Shabbos of Hesia.
You do it to
Lahaches. Oh, Lahaches. You have a blog. And you let the world know what you really think of them. No, you have a blog,
like,
and you let the world know what you think.
So then you can't be enjoying it. So you're doing it live.
Okay, there's a very famous story with the Rameh Zlotowicz in the early days of Art Scroll, when they first published the Art Scroll Gemaras. He had a worker, a non-Jewish worker, that ran the machines that produced the Art Scroll Gemaras. and they could not operate the machines without him. It sounds like impossible to everyone is dispensable today, right? But he was indispensable, this fellow. And it was coming time to put out the next volume, and there was enormous pressure to get the volume out on time, and he was ill. He was sick. He was very sick, and he couldn't come into work. So the whole Art Scroll production was held up. So he asked, I don't know, are you serious? He asked the Rav David Feinstein, can he make a Mishaberach for him? A Mishaberach in Kriyas HaTorah. So he said, absolutely. There's no reason why you can't make a Mishaberach in front of the Sefer Torah for a Chayla. So he's not Jewish. You can make a Mishaberach. That says a lot, that Psak Halacha. It says like, Sefer Torah is open, you make a Mishaberach, he should get well. What? Ein Ochnam, you're right, the Mishaberach, you're right, yeah, you're a good point, you make a Mishaberach, it depends where. Are you a Republican or a Democrat?
There's a one thing.
There's a difference between making a Mishaberach and giving a
no, you're saying very good. Traditionally, it goes way back. This idea of the Rosh HaMemshalah, you're right. There is such a thing. This is the real deal. For some reason, a lot of shuls don't do it, which is very disturbing. Okay, there are different ways to do it, but it's traditional to be mispalel for the Shalom HaMalchus, the peace of the Malchus. This goes back. This goes back, way back. Once a year, the Hasidim once.
Why?
The Hasidim make a mishbech for the Memshalah on Rosh Hashanah. Really? Yeah. We have a, what's the nusach? They have a nusach.
The old cold one.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no.
They all say Franz Josef. They mention it by name.
I won't sit him.
They mention them. Okay. Let's just begin a little bit. A little bit. The next halacha. Just a little bit. So one more halacha. Halacha yud gimel on the bottom. Lechaved of the imoy. Yud one more halacha yud gimel lechabed as of the imel kosav b'sfarim hakadoshim sefer hakadosh zichron zois lahakadosh achoze milublin. He calls it a holy sefer. It seems the tzarch adam lechabed kroivos of the imel, the relatives. You have to be mechabed all of your long lost relatives. V'zeu bichlal kibud ava em the ksiv ayishak esoyin lavan achay imel. He watered the son of lavan. He watered. He didn't kiss them. He kissed Rachel. Bayash, he watered. Well, I said kissed.
Yeah.
I know I said, but I was really thinking. Honestly, I was thinking water. I know. All right, it's okay. I've done a lot worse. Trust me, a lot worse. It's okay. Don't worry. But it's just kind of kimatzah. B'shvil shohaya achei imo. He watered the sheep because they were the brothers of his mother. Fascinating makar. The uncles. Fascinating everything about this pasuk. That's why he did. Why did Yaakov Avinu? Did he exert? He's a nice guy, right? A nice guy. He helps that everyone was last time he stopped on the street and helped someone out. He did this because it was a mitzvah. These are his blood relatives. His uncle, he asked him to chabed his relatives. Okay, let's just bring a little bit of the next halacha. Simon. Kuf memdal luchas kibud rabbi zokein v'talmud. Chacham, a coin, laws of giving honor to a collection of people. The Rebbe, a true Rebbe. I don't think we have his manazer. It's very hard. I don't think we have a real thing as a real Rebbe. A real Rebbe means something that you learn from. Roiv Chachmasa. It's a whole different type of league. You find type part in the Gemara. But Chayim Mechvoid Rabbi, the Yerosai Yoiser more Bishel of more than his father. Ki Aviv Mevi L'Chayil Mazeh, the Rabbi Mevi L'Chayi Ha'Olam Haba. Let's see on the bottom. Chayiv Adam. Rabbi Movok, a person from whom you've learned the Roiv Chachmasa. Mostly, a person who's giving you a derech in life. Person, this different league. It's not a loose term. A third grade Rebbe, an eighth grade Rebbe.
How far away does he have to be?
Meloyei enough. Rabbi Muvok.
When you see him, even if he's a few blocks away.
More than just Dalai Lama.
Rebbe, Dalai Lama.
Can I see the halach on the bottom? Chayav Mechubad Rabbi Mekasav Ramah. Bayamim elu ikar harabonus ein atol bimi shalom doy de ikad din of a rebbe harabonus the rebbe ein atol bimi bishalom ad hapilpul the chilukim shenai hagin bohem bizman hazeh and all the chilukim which we are knowing bizman hazeh rak bimi shalom doy mi psak halacha veho iun vehemidoy al ho emes vehayoyshe. You have to fulfill all of these conditions. A person whom you've learned, who you've learned psak halacha, he teaches you the bottom line. A person who teaches you iun, and he sets you on the way of MS Biyosha. Umimela Shohu Hadin im Nosal is at Sadik Hador. Let's say you don't know one person. You went with Sadik Hador, Lumenu Yira Shamayim, then Ahvehan Hogos Toivos. You learn from the Sadik Hador Yira Shamayim, then Hogos Toivos. Gam Kane, Rabbi Mikri, he is also called your Rebbe, came in Shalom and Menu MS Biyosha Koloshan Harama. Hanal. Uchain ze kosa be pisri tshuva be shem shud shar frayim be mi shegir gerim, a person that was responsible for converting converts, vich nisan tachas kanfi hashchina havale din rabom. A person who has brought a person tachas kanfi hashchina is called a rabbi, and all of the laws that says over here apply to that person. Shulchan Aruch kosta filu chacham muflok, even a chacham muflok rasha, you know, he has not taught you one word, he has not taught you anything, but his presence in the community itself has trickled down upon you, whether you realize it or not. Rashai lamoy bifnei bal maisim, you also allowed to stand lifnei bal maisim. There, I don't know what that stands for. Vataz veashach kasu sham b'shem around them. Chuv lamoy and sham. What about even these people? A bal maisim.
Saying is even the Talmud Chacham, when someone who is a bal maisim,
Dafilu chacham muflug rashai lamoy b'fnei bal maisim, a person, a community leader who is responsible for maisim tovim, if a chacham muflug is mechuyif, who is rashai, doesn't say mechuyif, but is rashai to stand to give the kavod that he deserves. What? In the video, the Chavetz Chaim video, he was the first one there. Or not the first one, towards the end, he was there. He was the Baal Meisim, the leader. Look, they gave Rav Sher tremendous covet. Mm-hmm. Rav Moshe Sher. Rav Moshe was considered to be in the Baal Meisim. I mean, you don't have people on, how many people do you have like that in this generation that you can say about them, the Baal Meisim? And in Chanami, it passed considered to give them the cover that they rightfully deserve. Okay, with this we will take a short break.